Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, a new location for Founders Federal Credit Union was opened earlier this month. CEO Bruce Brumfield said Founders Lancaster headquarters was at full capacity, so they had to move some people to Rock Hill.
We've transferred several things, our many departments from Lancaster over here. We've got our loss control unit over here. We've got a portion of our contact center, which is our call center over here. We have some folks that are located in our e-branch over here. We've got some IT functions over here, and we've got training over here as well. So we've got a lot of different things in here that we've been able to kind of separate and get better usage of space in both places.
Chief Marketing Officer Nikki Nash said the building can house up to 200 employees.
And also, we wanted to attract more employees from the York County area, and we thought the best way to do that was to have that kind of back office facility operational in Rock Hill.
This building has been 2.5 years in the making.
It's wonderful that we're able to secure this location. It kind of ties back to our textile roots, being that this was originally a Lowenstein textile facility. And we're fortunate enough that the school district needed to relocate for more space. And it's just worked out very, very well for us. We're just so pleased to be here.
Joe McCain with Founders said the company that renovated the building interviewed the managers and asked what they most wanted to change.
Light is the number one request. So that was the catalyst behind opening it up and putting the windows in the front. Plus, it lends itself to look like our corporate office to some degree.
And Brumfield said they tried to replicate that corporate center they have in Lancaster.
This is a mini version of that with the stone and the glass. But we did. We knocked everything out but the load-bearing support systems. And then came back in and redid it.
During the renovation, they found that the roof system had never been welded to the trusses.
So the only thing holding the roof on this building was the membrane and some AC units up there. And you used to think this went to Hugo. You would think the roof would have been gone. But, you know, you find a lot of stuff when you redo it. But we just couldn't be happier than we are today. We worked with Little Diversified, the architects that did our corporate headquarters in Lancaster to replicate this. And then Perception Builders out of Lancaster was our general contractors, and just could not be happier with the work both of them did.
Brumfield said this expansion was necessary.
You know, we built our corporate headquarters 10 years ago. When it was designed for us to grow into over 20, 25 years. Well, 2 years ago, it was at max capacity. And that's just nothing more than God blessing us with great business and tons of opportunity.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.